First, a ship carrying the materials or ingredients for steelmaking is nearing the Teesside coastline. Its arrival here is another landmark in the leap up to the relighting of the Redcar blast furnace. The first boat, full of iron ore, has made its way from South America. It's currently queuing up in the North Sea before docking at the Redcar wharf. Well, our reporter David McMillan is at the Coughton Beach for us this evening. How important is this delivery, David?
Good afternoon, Neil. Well, I'm in the shadow of the Redcar blast furnace. There are seagulls fighting over scraps of chips, as you can probably hear, and sparrows.
Until I'm not there.
Oh, I know, it's quite brave. I know, hope hovering up above me. I'd best be careful that I don't have something unfortunate happen to me. They're all fighting over their chip scraps and their sparrows bathing in pools of water by the Majoub Road car park. Out on the beach where I am at the moment, there are walkers letting their pets run along the golden sands, and if they're either fearless or brainless, having a little paddle of their paws into the cold North Sea. But out in the bay, behind the Stolt Garnet and the Sigis Silvia, we have a boat called the China Ark. Now, thanks to the wonders of modern technology, I can tell you, using an app with my phone, that if you have got Teesport on your left and you're looking out to the North Sea, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's fourth in the queue at the moment. But this is the ship which is carrying the first delivery of raw materials to the new SSI Teesside Steelworks. Some 139,000 tonnes of iron ore are being carried on board, and when it arrives, those raw materials will be packed into sinter, blasted into molten and iron, and then transformed into steel. The MP for Middlesbrough South and East Cleveland, Tom Blenkinsop, says this arrival is a significant milestone.
It's like anything when you actually see it happening in front of you, it illustrates that the promises made are actually being delivered. And when people see those ships coming in with the coke or with iron ore in particular, people know that the process is actually going to happen. It isn't just promises on the paper or good news stories in the paper or on the radio or on the telly. It's actually physically happening. Once we got that going, I think people's confidence will be pushed. I think the company's trust with the community will be seen, and hopefully we'll be able to see what other plans SSI have for Teesside incorporated into what other markets they'll be pursuing and what other developments in the future, because we all want a long and fruitful relationship with the company.
Certainly do. David, in terms of running a sustainable and, you know, like a successful operation, is it a bit of a worry that this iron ore is being shipped in from one side of the world, it's being turned into steel, of course, where we live, and then shipped halfway around the world again?
Indeed. Well, it used to be that iron ore was taken from the Durham and Yorkshire coast. Then it was taken from the Eston Hills. Now it's being shipped in from Brazil. So these materials have already travelled around 4,000 nautical miles. When it's turned into steel, it will be sent to Thailand. That's another journey of 5,000 nautical miles. And even in the land of Captain Cook, that is a lot of sailing. But Tom Blenkinsop says the situation is just typical of the global marketplace.
Let's put it this way. TCP's already exploiting markets in the Far East already historically over the last 10 years. That's where the money was coming from, in those key growth markets in Asia. We're in a global economy. We need to be able to use and facilitate the natural resources from all over the earth. And SSI have worked out key transport plans whereby they know they can still make money off shipments going in and out of the port at Teesport. So SSI will have got the ducks in a row on that one. But that's the nature of the economy at the moment. There is no growth within the Eurozone. There certainly isn't any growth in Britain at the moment. And those growth markets, those key growth markets in those BRIC countries like Brazil, Russia, India and China, are where we need to export our high-quality product.
And David, I know it's been quite windy, certainly by the coast there today. Do you expect the weather to cause any problems for this delivery then?
Well, Neil, it's been blowing a gale here today, so much so it's been creating these huge wispy white trails of sand which have swept along the beach out towards Mask. It looked as if there had been about a million ghosts escaping from the steelworks and making their way out towards the sea. It's calmed down a little bit now. The sun's actually come out. It's actually turning into quite a beautiful afternoon here. But it is still blustery, and those heavy winds have caused some delays at the Redcar Bulk Terminal over the last couple of days. That is the wharf, which is run as a joint venture between SSI and Tata. So the China Ark is due to be unloaded on Saturday, but a backlog at the wharf may just delay that historic cargo a little. Good news for some people, though. There are a couple of kite surfers who are out on the beach, so at least the wind's proven some sort of benefit for someone here.
Definitely. Thanks very much indeed. Our reporter, David McMillan, out and about, of course, monitoring that first ship of iron ore, which is due in to Redcar Wharf. Great stuff. It's finally happening. It's getting closer.